Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parsha Shoftim, Tavshin Peihe. I didn't write Tavshin Peihe on top, but that's what it is, Tavshin Peihe, as we are the last month of Tavshin Peihe, we start off with the beginning, Shoftim Veshotrim, Titein Lecha B'chol She'arecha. One should make sure to set up in all of your gates, Bate dinim and judges, Asher Hashem lakachat otzin chal l'shvatecha, that Hashem gives you to your shvatim, as Machloke, as Rashi, Ramban, about how many Bate dinim and every shevet as a supreme court in every city, v'shavtu asa mishpat tzedek, and they shall judge. And as we know, this is talking about Chodesh Elul as well, Shoftim v'shotrim. We have to make sure that we set up judges to judge ourselves. We have to be into self-judging these days as we get ready for the Yamim Noraim. So says the Medrash, beginning of source number one, from the Nachlas Yaakov. The Nachlas Yaakov, the Nesivus, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, in his commentary, in his Pirush on Chumash, one a little safer, a little only in quantity, obviously. So says the Nachlas Yaakov, Shod v'shotrim, b'medrash zu shamar kasuv, leich el eitzel nemala, go to the ant. Atzel, you lazy person. Ra'e derachecha v'chachem. Look at its ways and become wise. Right? So that pasuk in Mishlei, the simple pshat is that, you know, an ant, and Chazal even learned from the ant, that an ant is always busy. You never see an ant just sitting. An ant is always moving. An ant is always carrying. So lecha namala, go lazy. Oh, lazy one, atzel. Go to the ant and become wise and see that you always have to be busy and moving and never waste any moment. That's what, as a Gemara that says, you have to learn from all the different animals, different midos, right? I mean, all of Tur, Arachayim starts off with that. Az kanamir, kal kanasher, ratz katsviki bar kari. So obviously, you know, knowing about the zoology is something that, you know, could be part of our avodas Hashem. So go to the ant. The question is, what does this have to do with the first pasuk of our parsha? Right, shoftim v'shotrim tini lecha b'chol sharecha. Right, you shall set up judges, and then we're taken to this pasuk about looking at the ant. So says the Nachlas Yaakov. Nira kavanas Chazal bazeh. We'll tell you what I think that what Chazal is saying. Ki achacham ba lahoros lanu. The chacham, meaning Shlomo Melech, is trying to teach us derech yashar, the straight path. She'ein l'shabeach atzmo, b'mashu ish yashar, v'lo gazalti me'olam, mishum adam. A person shouldn't give themselves so much credit if they are very honest and they've never stolen from someone. Kol she'eincha ose mishum mitzvas rachmana. If the reason that you didn't steal is not because of what the Torah says, but because it's what you've decided is ethical. It's what you think is the right thing to do. Rak mishul sheteva sichlecha mechayev. I did it because, you know, it makes sense to me. Because the Nachlas Yaakov says, that is not something that is a way to serve. Right? Because what's ethical for you today might not be ethical for you tomorrow. And what's, you know, in this situation, one might think that it's, you know, stealing is no good, and another situation, maybe stealing would be good. You can't act based on just what you think internally, an internal decision. Ki bazeh ein at yoter tov min hanamalim. Because then you're no better than the ants. What does that mean? Usually you read this pasuk, you just take the pasuk in a vacuum, so it's a praising, you should learn from the ants. But the Nachlas Yaakov is going to tell us, learn from the ant, but you can't be exactly like the ant. Ki halo hanamala gamkein is heres mod min hagezel. Right, the ant is also very, you know, zahir and careful from gezel. Ume olam lo shamanu shehechad mishabech es hanamalim sheim tovim v'tzadikim. I never heard anybody call an ant righteous. Right, what a tzaddik that ant is! Amazing, he doesn't steal. Shein gozlin meuma mishal gavrayim. The ants don't take from each other. No. Never heard that. What a beautiful, amazing ant. No. It's a foolish to describe and praise the ant in this way. Why? Because it's their instinct.
They're not doing anything. They're not making any decisions and doing what there's an external value that they've achieved. Kiteva mutbahu bahem. It's instinctual. Ukumuchrachim heim. And they're basically forced to. Lekach, lekach. Vehechrech lo yishubach. What you're forced to do is not praiseworthy. You don't have a choice. Umikal shekein ha'adam. Shalafamim ha'anashim sheim mutbahem beteva kachi misagi biyosher. Same thing. Sometimes it's just like instinct. This is what we do. Not because it's such a decision we make that I'm going to do this, but it's instinctual. This is what society accepts. So this is what I'm going to do. Mishum shiyumu for samim b'chala olam ne'emanim. Maybe I want to be, you know, the kavanas that I have. I want to be known as an honest person. V'yu ahuvim etzala olam, and I'll be beloved. Lasos maso matanimahem. V'yim kim nim gruim inam olam. Maybe they're even worse. She'en lahem rak hechrech hateva. V'elu yesh lahem gamkin hechrech acher. Right, at least the ant only has an internal reason, but you have an external reason. V'ulai haya zeh mashen gezel tachlis abriya hayachal v'roze olam b'tevan amalam. Hashem didn't create all of us as robots, as instinctual. We have to live to a higher purpose. Hashem gave us bechira chavshus. He gave us the ability to choose. An ant doesn't have the ability to choose. And if you think about it, deep down, the ant never steals. Says the Achaz Yaakov, every single thing the ant takes, he's stealing. Well, what'd the ant do to work to produce these crops? He doesn't steal from his friend. And what about from the farmer? Ube'emes kol macholam gezel. Shekola kitansahu gezel. Shekozelas men abaylim. Sheyoga ba'zema od. The farmer worked very hard. Shechara shekotzar plowed and harvested. V'yachar kol atir digozel zeso. And then the ants come and take it. Says the Nachas Yaakov, our decisions have to be based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels, is the definition. Why we don't steal? Okay, it's true, the Rambam says, that mitzvah sichlios, we're supposed to not even have a desire for. That's true, to do that aveira. But ultimately, it's not because it's sichli. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, and this is what we fulfill as his avadim. And they say a story over from the Chafetz Chaim was once in a taxi, a wagon taxi, I guess. And he gets to a place and he's traveling with somebody. And when he got out, his Talmud, whatever, paid the taxi driver. And the taxi driver drove off. And the Chafetz Chaim says, "No, you know, did you pay the taxi driver?" He says, "Yeah, I paid him." He says, "Yeah, what were you thinking when you paid him?" "What was I thinking when I paid him? I don't know. I was thinking I paid him because he drove us. I even gave him a tip." So he says, "That's all you were thinking? What else should I be thinking? Were you thinking that you're fulfilling a mitzvah sase of paying a worker on time? Were you thinking that you're giving the mitzvah, you're giving, you get some staka by the taxi driver who needs it and you give him a little extra beyond what he did? Were you thinking that you're not violating the Isra of Batalin about delaying wages? No, I just paid him because that's what you do. Because that's what you do." Says the Chafetz Chaim, we can't live our lives based on that's what you do. To live our lives based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. We have to judge ourselves and self-judge. Show shemishadav titem lecha. Look at the ant. So the Nachas Yaakov is saying, look at the ant and be better than the ant. That's what the Nachas Yaakov is telling us to do. V'chei she'ena osal piyato. Again, it doesn't mean that we have to act illogical. It doesn't mean that we have to act without feeling. And we shouldn't look at if our parents ask us to do something and we follow what they say, why am I doing this? Because Hashem told me to. No, there's also obviously a messages of the mitzvos, but that can't be based on this. We can't be darshin on taima dekra in our lives, right? In terms of that, right? We can get messages out of what we're doing and be shaped by what we're doing, but ultimately it has to be al pi haTorah asher yorucha. That's the Nachas Yaakov's point. That has to be the guiding light for us. Okay. Moving right along, we continue. And if you look in the Eil HaDvarim, source number 2, Rav Schlesinger here talks about there are two leaders that are spoken about in this parsha. Two leaders. The parsha Seinu Anumotzim Kamet Sivuyim Al Ha'amadas Sugim Shonim Shel Manhigim Al Yisrael. There are more than two leaders. But in this parsha, we talk about two leaders, judges and kings. there's also prophets that we spoke about last week. But this week, we have judges and kings. Shoftim v'shoftim tein lecha b'chol sharecha, asher Hashem lekecha notzin lecha l'shvatecha, v'shadotzim mishpat tzedek. Pirsh Rashi, manei dayanin mumchim v'tzadikim l'shpot tzedek. Appoint judges, wise and righteous judges. Ulalon b'parsha, and a little later on, we have the next mitzvah of Som tasim alecha melech, appoint a king, asher yivchar Hashem lekecha bo, that Hashem will choose. We've spoken in the past, it's a mitzvah. Why did Shmuel and Hashem get so angry in Sefer Shmuel? Okay. By these two commands that command us to appoint judges and to appoint a king, right? It has to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. Right? As it says, Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lach. Right, Nosim L'chol U'Shvatecha, Sheyivchar Hashem Alkecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved. V'zeo Tzai L'Bechiris HaShoftim, V'ashod V'Melech. Number one, something common that they both have is Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement. Choose with Hashem involved. Zosfa Od, but also, he says both of these mitzvahs are connected to Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. V'shei Tzivuim Halalu Anamosim Shatara Kosheros Osam Im Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. Right at the beginning of the parsha, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, right? Chase, justice, and righteous. Right? If you do proper, if you appoint proper leaders and judges, then you'll be able to live in the land. And of course, by a melech, amr v'ers Torah, ki savo al aretz. When you get to the land, v'yarashta, v'yashavta ba. Right? That's what Chazal learned, that there's no mitzvah of melech until we go into the land of Israel and appoint a king, and then Amalek, and then the Beis HaMikdash. So what is the connection between Hashem's involvement and Eretz Yisrael and Minui Melech and Minui Shoftim? Levara said Dvarim Nira Lomar, says the Ilaha Dvar. Dekfar Kama Pa'amim Iskarno B'Sefreinu Zeh. Numerous times already, we already discussed, Eschovas Adam Ba'olamo B'Ikar U'Be'Eretz Yisrael B'Frat. We've already discussed the chiyuvim, the personal chiyuvim each Jew has, and particularly if a Jew has the schus of fulfilling those personal chiyuvim in Israel. Ukinomar b'dehilm, as it says in Tehillim, v'yitin lem artos goyim, v'malu mim yirashu, v'avur yishmu chukav v'bitaros avid tzara, like the Ramban emphasizes in his commentary. Aval nira kan l'chadesh, but there's something else I'd like to suggest. She'inyin kiyum ha-Torah be'eretz Yisrael. Whenever a Jew does a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, he's not just fulfilling his personal chiyuv, elashu gam chovas hachefza, to use lumdish terms. A person is not just uplifting himself and fulfilling his own destiny, ha'aretz b'mahusa, eina sovelas dvar menasa bashloka hogan. The palace of the king, Eretz Yisrael itself is affected by every mitzvah that a Jew does in it. Like the Ramban says, that every mitzvah has an added element in Israel. In Eretz Yisrael, he has that line that the Gra couldn't even accept. Is there any difference between tefillin in Chutz La'aretz and tefillin in Eretz Yisrael? So he explains, regarding the Chovas Gavra, the fulfillment of the person, maybe there's no difference. But the fact that the entire land itself, it's an organism. The land of Israel is not just a domain, inanimate object. There's spiritual life to it, and it's affected by the Jews' actions. And the opposite, it's pained. The land is pained when we don't follow the Torah, and that's why ultimately we went into Galus, we went into exile. Often we find in the Torah, will be spit out by the land, and the Ramban describes, and he quotes, mitzvahs even that are not talui ba'aretz. Then he quotes the Ramban in Parshas Achremos, that there is a special connection between the Jew fulfilling mitzvahs, all mitzvahs, and in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein gam lehefech, line 32. Yesh lal Eretz Yisrael skulos miyuchados, she'en l'shum makam acher. The land itself has gives spiritual sustenance that does not exist in Chutz Laretz. Skula LaTorah, LaChachma, LaYira. Right? Chazal, Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machkim, Ein Torah Katoras Eretz Yisrael. Right? One of the Amoraim wanted to forget all of his learning in Chutz Laretz before he came. Evas lo yibach evyoki baruch reich Hashem ba'aretz v'chulu. So the land is affected by our behavior. So let's get back to what we were talking about. Now he says, v'hine 37, hevdol gadol kayam bein tafkid ha'shofet v'ashotel l'tafkido shal melech b'Yisrael. There's a difference between the job of a judge and his enforcers, shoftim v'shotrim, and a king. Okay, you could have discussed melech and navi, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about shoftim v'shotrim in contrast to a melech. Ba'od ha'shoftim v'shotrim. Chayavim lidog lekach she'efshar yielichyos. Judges, Bezdin is about societal harmony. Everybody getting along with each other. That's the dinim. It's one of the sheva mitzvahs, right? Dinim for Noahides has nothing to do with Torah. That's to do with, like the Ramban discusses in Parshas Vayishlach, right? The societal harmony. So we can live together. V'lo ishes rei uchayim yivlu'u. So we don't swallow each other up. K'devri ha-mishnah ba'avos, the end of the first parak. Shlosh ha-dvarim ha-olam kayam. You need three things for the world to exist. Din, emes, and shalom. V'im chayavim li'asim es dini ha-torah mishpatei lo ha'ala ma'isa. He'arei tafkido shela... Did I skip a line? No. He'im chayavim li'asim, so they have to make sure everybody's living together. Hare tafkido shel hamelech, line 41, who bikar tafkid ruchani. A melech, he says, is more of a spiritual leadership. Not just that people could physically get along with each other, but that people could be uplifted. Lahashpia la'am l'man yelech baderach hayashar. Right? To go on the straight path. To be that spiritual personality. L'kari v'sa'am la'avodas habore. Right? He has to carry a sefer Torah wherever he goes. People have to see him and be inspired to be a better Jew. That's what he says is the job of a king. A shofet is bringing people, you know, together physically, societal, while a king is bringing us up spiritually. Ulafi advaram haniskarim, maybe go a little bit deeper, he says. Again, what do we say so far? Number one, there's a chovas gavra that we have for each mitzvah, but our gavra affects the chefza of Eretz Yisrael to guard its kedusha. Number two, a shofet's job is to keep the bein adam la chaveiro, so to speak, societal control, and the melech's job is to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Suggest the Eila Dvarim now, putting it all together, ulefi hadvarim haniskarim nir lahasbir od. Hashoftim v'ashotim Eretz Yisrael tafkidom lidog she'i mishpat tzedek v'avas reyim, as we said, bein adam l'chaveiro. But a king, aval tafkid hamelech lidog l'kach she'hadama tuchal lisbol osam, shelo yasu maisim bilti musariyim ke'ela, she'adam l'chalil taki osam ipaneha. The king and the shofet work together, says the Eila Hadvarim, to keep Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Right? We have bati dinim everywhere in the world, but there's special, shoftim v'shar titim l'cha, right, l'man tichiv yarashtei sa'aretz. If we want to stay and merit the full life of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, so we have these two types of leaders. Leaders that help us in the societal, physical realm, and the leader, the king, that helps us in the spiritual, and if that happens, then the land itself is uplifted. We don't just live here physically, but we live here spiritually in the fullness. And that's what he says. You could even be medayik a little bit in the difference in language. You turn the page for a second, the top of the next page, you could even see a slight difference in pasuk. Efshal adaktik zos gam milashon akasov. By shoftim v'shotrim, l'man tichya v'yarashteh sa'aret asher Hashem l'kecha nosin lach. Right? You get to be in the land. Minui melech l'man tichya. Lo nomar l'man tichya. It doesn't say to live. It just says, v'yarashta v'yashavtaba. It's connected to the land even more so, right? The physical land is uplifted. It doesn't say, tichye, living together, but it's more Yerusha v'Yeshiva. And he continues, but that's what he says. Again, the message we could take out of this is that we have different types of leaders and we need both. One might say political leaders and religious leaders. Again, if you contrast Melech to Navi, you might have put the Melech on the other side. Okay, but Melech has to wear a lot of hats. And therefore, we contrast it, at least in this parsha, with the Shofet. Continuing the same personality, we look at the next thought from Rabbi Frand in his thought, in one of his svarim, where he talks about the king, as we know, has four special mitzvahs in this week's parsha. Three los ases and one mitzvah sasei. Right? The los ases, he can't have too many. Too many wives, women, and money. But the asay, as is quoted there, you see at the beginning of source number four, Vayakishivtu al kisei mamlachto. When a king is on his throne, the kasavlo as mishnah atorah azos al sefer, milifnei ha-kohanim halvim. V'hoisa imo v'kara bo kol yamei chayav. He has to constantly have the Torah with him. Lamad yilmad liyiras Hashem alokav, so that he learns to fear God. Lishmar is called divrei Torah azos, to guard the Torah, v'sachukum eile la'asosam. So the king always has the Torah with him. Well, probably it was not a huge Torah. Was it a full size? Maybe, but that's pretty heavy. Walking around always with it. There is one of the Balei HaTosfos on this pasuk that says maybe the king had an amulet with the Aseres HaDibros. And the Aseres HaDibros symbolize all of the Torah, all of Tarei Mitzvos. Rashi quotes that in Mishpatim, the only time Rashi in Chumash quotes Rav Sadia Gaon. Quotes Rav Sadia Gaon that Rav Sadia Gaon put all of the mitzvahs, all 613, under the 10 headings of the Aseres HaDibros. So maybe that's what it means. You should have the whole Torah. That's not the Pashup Shana. That's not what the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara seems to say, you have two. Rashi quotes, right? Echad, one of them is Yoshi Bebeis Genazav. And one of them, he takes it out with him all the time. I just remember something we mentioned probably more than a decade ago. And that is, I think it was from the Shemin Atov, says that, right, we know the king has to have two Torahs. One he keeps at home and one he takes with him wherever he goes just to make sure that he's always thinking about the Torah. Why does the king have to have a separate Torah that he takes with him and one that he keeps at home? Let the chiyuv be that every Jew has to have one Torah and he has to have two. Just the mitzvah should be that he should always have to have the Torah with him. What does he have to have another one? Right? Just take the one with him. What does he need? One at home in Bebeis Genazav, in his treasure house, and one of them he carries him wherever he goes. So I think he suggested that the king has two Torahs. What's the message for us? He has one Torah that stays at home. That's the pristine, pure Torah that never gets faded or jaded. Nothing ever falls. It's never not subject to the elements. It doesn't go out in the snow and the rain and the wind. It's pure and perfect. The king takes his Torah wherever he goes, to the battlefield and to the pub meetings and to the economic summits. And he goes to all. And sometimes when you're there, the values, the letters, that things get a little rubbed out. And things get a little, fuzzy, and maybe some water damage. Every couple of months, or whenever it is, when the king comes back to his palace, he has to take his Torah that he takes with him all the time and compare it to the Torah that is in the Beis Genazav, and make sure they still match up, and make sure nothing has been modified and changed based on the realities of the time in which he finds himself. So that's why too, because we always have one at home, which is the perfect, pristine one that you could always go back and compare. Okay, that was from years ago. But now Rabbi Frantz says that, obviously we know every Jew has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. A Jewish king must have two Sefer Torah, as we just said. The first Sefer Torah serves an obvious function, right? He needs to learn from it each day, v'chulu. Why a second Torah? Why a second Torah? So he quotes from the Ner Uziel. The Ner Uziel. Who quotes that we know there is a principle in the Gemara in Brachas, where the Gemara says, Tocho Kibaro, right? The principle is that a person's inside has to be like his outside. Right? We can't be one thing on the outside and one thing on the inside. The outside, I'll act in a proper way, and I'll be upstanding, and inside I'll be very different. Very different. No. Tocho Kibaro. But the Gemara even says that at one time, Rabbi Gamliel only let people into the Beis Medrash who were Tocho Kabaro. Right. And all the Mefarshim wonder, you know, what kind of bouncer was there at the door that could tell whether Tocho Kabaro, like, what kind of test did you take? You know, is your inside like your outside? That's a good kasha. But Tocho Kabaro, that's what we have to be. A person should not be hypocritical, acting one way in public and being a different person in private. Right? We should be able to expect when dealing with a person that what you see is what you get. Tocho Kabaro is one exception to the rule. There's one exception where a person has to act differently on the outside than what he feels on the inside. There's only one person that's supposed to hold himself in a certain sense higher than others. There's only one person in the Jewish religion that we paskin, machal al kvodo, ein kvodo machal. A parent can be mochal on their kavod. A rebbe can be mochal on his kavod. A king can't be mochal on the kavod. Ein kvodo machal. Som tasim alecha melech. Shetei maso alecha. The king has to hold himself above. Right? When in public, and therefore that, but inside, deep down inside, he can't be a balgaiva. Right? He can't say, I'm awesome. I hold myself high. So the king can't be Tocho Kabaro. On the outside, he has to hold himself above others. And on the inside, he can't. As we've said before, he has to take his position very seriously, but he can't take himself so seriously. So he can't be Tocho Kabaro. That's why there's such a danger. There's such a danger. He needs that Sefer Torah. He needs that guarding. There's one exception to this rule. Let's read his words. When in public, a king must be able to accept the pomp and ceremony that comes with the position. He must insist that all of his subjects treat him with dignity. Anyone who disrespects him must be punished, sometimes by death. A king who is too humble is not going to lead the nation properly. Remember, that was Shaul HaMelech's problem. He kept following the Am and not being a leader. Right? Shmuel says to him, Katonata be'inecha, roshif de Israelata. What are you doing? You got to be the king. You got to be above. But the Shemi Shmuel writes in one place. That is why he writes it very cryptically. I think he quotes this from the Kotzker. Quotes this from his grandfather. He says that's part of why Hashem had the, you know, arranged things that David HaMelech came from Rus HaMoavia, right? His great great grandmother. Because being a king is not something natural to a nice Jewish boy, right? To rule over their fellow, right? That's not something natural. That's not Beinot Machavero. We're all in this together, right? It's not something natural. So the Shemi Shmuel says, in the name of the Kotzker, he needed a little Moabite blood in him, right? Moab is a little gaiva. Again, David HaMelech was ultimate anav, ani tola'as velo ish, David HaMelech says. But he had that element of ruling over the people. And that's why he was a successful king. Right? And that's this idea of Tocho Kabaro. The king does not have Tocho Kabaro. That's why he needs the extra shmira. That's why he has to make sure that it doesn't go to his head. But even while maintaining his posture in public, the king must be sure that this does not define him as a person. The airs he puts on must be an act. In private, he must continue to be a humble person. Right? It's very challenging. Right? The Rambam talks about, you're not supposed to get angry. Anger is one of those midos. You have to go to the extreme. Once in a while, a person could feign anger, could fake it in order to teach a lesson to that's very hard. Right? Just to be angry on the outside, but inside have ultimate shalvas hanefesh. Not affected. Just the outside to put on a show. Very challenging. Putting on such a show of power on a constant basis, says Rabbi Friend, can be very convincing, even for the actor himself. As a secular philosopher put it, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Right? And if we're always constantly getting all the coveted and sitting on the throne, it's very hard. The balance is so hard to maintain that the king must have physical reminders of what mode he is in. So he has a Sefer Torah that goes with him all the time, wherever he goes, to remind him who's in charge, right? To remind him. It's kind of like, I mean, it goes back to, you know, that, right? The idea of having a kippah, having a yarmulke, yare malka, right? It's our reminder out there that there's, don't think of yourself as so high. There's somebody above. There's something above to remind us that there is somebody, above. Okay. That's a little bit about the king.
A little bit about the king. Okay. Says the source number six. Source number six. Let's get into, let's read a little bit. Let's go to Yud Zayin Chaf. Oh, still about the king, but it's not going to be about the king. But it's about the Pasuk. Right? The Pasuk says, the Ramban says this is the only remez in the Torah about this Mida, about not being a Balgaiva. He has the Torah with him, so he doesn't become a Balgaiva. Laman, Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achav, Ulevilti Sermon HaMitzvah Yumon Usmol, so he doesn't raise himself above his brothers. Okay. Says the Dubna Magid, haven't looked at him in a long time. In the Mishle Yaakov, again, there are many different collections of the Dubna Magid's Mishalim. And the one that I have, called Mishle Yaakov, it's two paragraphs. Like, it's in sets. There's like 20 in each parsha. Mashal Nimshal, Mashal Nimshal. Right? Over and over. See, here's the Mashal. So, you don't know where it's going until you read, oh, the Nimshal. Oh, that's what it's connecting to. So the Mashal. Mashal Chaburas Sochrim Nasu Lo Leipzig. Likanos Schora. Right? A group of merchants went to the Shuk, went to the market. Leipzig, the city, I think in Germany, to sell and buy wares. V'kulam lachu b'hakafa l'zman yadua. And they all bought on credit for a certain amount of time. V'lo lachu kulam b'shave. They didn't spend the equal amount of money. Rakzeh lakach har b'schora. V'yos hakafa gadol. This one bought a lot of stuff, and he owes a lot on credit. V'zeh him it hakafaso. And this one bought a little bit. V'anashima eile ein lech and ma'la chaveiro. Each one of them, is one better off or less better? They're kind of equal. They each got stuff and commensurate and connected to what they bought, they owe. Kize nosei ala beso im agalatuna masa la ayefa im scharas harbiv ze nosei emat. They each are going home with what they spent. And they each owe for what they have. Halo nafsham yodas ma'od. They both know that they have to go back to Leipzig to pay back. Shenisharu chayavim umechuyavim lefroa kvimashalachu. They know this was not the only journey. They're going back. They're obligated. They have liens. V'zeh mashalachach ma'at, hu chayav rak ma'at. V'zeh shalachach harbe, chayav harbe. The one who took a little, only, okay, they each have a onus of, you know, repayment on their head. And they're gonna go back, so one of them has more, one of them has less, but they're both in a state of chiyuv. Aval, they're all equal, kol zehu, im heima anashim nemanim, if they're honest, v'ritzonim lefroa mashim chayavim, and they're both planning to go back and to pay back what they received. Avalim daitam sholin so ola Leipzig, but if they plan on never going back, shalola hisra os od, bifnei asocher, if one of them thinks that they're not going back, then he should hold himself higher. If he's never going to pay back, then obviously he's better off because he's in a good state. He got stuff and he's never paying back. But how many people, right? In real life, you can have somebody who chooses not to go back. Says the Dubna Magid, the Mashal is, the Nimshal is that we all took Bahakafa. We all have abilities, and everything we have in life is on credit. We're all going back to Leipzig. There's going to come a time after 120. Well, we're going back. We're going back, and we're going to have to pay back. We're going to have to pay back. So somebody has a lot, and somebody has a little. So if everybody's going back, is one really better than the other one? We're all in a state of chiyuv. You know, if somebody got a lot, then you have to pay a lot. If somebody got a little, whatever we got, that's what we have to pay back. Hanimshal levilti. So where's the place and the space for gaiva? Is one better off than the other? So I'm a better this, and I have more this, and I'm smarter, and I'm stronger, and I make a better lit. But what? We're all in the same state. We're all in a state of chiyuv. And enjoy what you have now, but know that you're no better than me just because you have double, but you have to pay back double.
I only have to pay back half of what you have. Okay, I feel better about that.
Right, we have to look. If I got a lot more, if somebody thinks that they got so, they have so much from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are all the senses working? That's already a ton. Sight and smell and touch and taste. Right? If somebody have shalom bayis, somebody has nachas from descendants, right? How mechuyev we are. V'im kein be'erek, and the more somebody has, what, they should hold themselves higher? No, they just, we're all in a state of chiyev. And we're all going back to Leipzig. V'im kein be'erko agadol halo yedaktaku imo tashlumi avodaso, l'fi erek dulaso. Based, Hashem knows how much he gave us. And he's gonna, okay, I gave you so much. What do you have to pay me with? I gave it to you on credit. You could pay me in mitzvos. You could pay me in chesed. A lot of ways to pay me. So the more we have to pay. V'zeh levilti run levavo me'echa. Levilti sermon ha-mitzvah. And that's the double lashon. Not to hold ourselves higher and not to turn away from the mitzvahs. Pirish. Kasher lo yasser min ha-mitzvah. When we don't turn from the mitzvah, yedem anafsha shu tzorak lishtal deber anachov al gadol shalav. And we know that we have to repay. Azvade lo yoram levavo ki yavin v'yaskil ki ein lo makam l'skalas alechav. What are we holding ourselves higher? Right? The higher we hold ourselves, the less room there is for God. Right? The lower we hold ourselves doesn't mean that we have to like crawl, but the lower we hold, the more room we let in for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Chazal have a lot to say, maybe even more than any other midah about gaiva, which is connected to Kas. But with the Leviti Rul Levavo, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we have to say, Hashem, thank you for giving me these brachas. I'll try to use them to serve you to the best of our abilities. Okay. On the bottom now. Before we see what this part of the parsha this is on, let's just read the Medrash. This is what's called a Medrash Pliya. This is what every thorn in the Chanukah Satorah, again, we're doing a couple of thorns that we haven't done in a while. Chanukah Satorah is the Rebbe Reb Heschel. It was a Rebbe of the Taz and the Shach. And he writes there, Issa b'medrash. Is that this the Lashon of the Medrash? B'makam she'yesh din, ein din. B'makam she'ein din, yesh din. Okay? Doesn't sound so simple. Wherever there is din, there's no din. Wherever there's no din, there is din. Okay, so far we have no idea what it's talking about. But the Medrash continues. Mazos amar, mazos. What are you talking about? What does this mean? Amar Rabbi Lazar, im nasa din lamata, ein din lamala. Im lo nasa din lamata, yesh din lamala. If din is done down here, there's no din up there. And if there is no din down here, there is din up there. What in the world is this talking about? So says the Rebbe Reb Heschel, as he always does, very sharp. There's one halacha in this parsha that explains, you could put it in. Adim Zomamin, towards the end of the parsha. We've discussed the Ramban on Adim Zomamin. But if you test, 1919. Why the Torah tells us, Vasisim lo kasher zomim lasos la'achiv. Right? What are Adim Zomamin? Remember, two Adim come, Reuven killed Shimon, other Adim come and say, you couldn't have known that because you were with us in a different place. So what's the halacha? We give the Adim the punishment that they wanted to give. Right? Attempted. Whatever they attempted to give, they wanted to give Misa, they wanted to give Malchus. Whatever they wanted to give, we give it to them. But the halacha is against the tztukim. The tztukim don't say this. The Gemara says in Malchus, first parak. But the Gemara says, Rashi quotes. Look at Rashi. You test. Kasher zamam v'lo kasher asa. Kasher zamam l'asos l'achiv. Like they wanted to do to their brother, but not like they succeeded. Follow Asa. If they were successful, then they don't get punished. That is the unusual halacha. The Gemara mentions, Meet Rashi continues, Mikan Amru Hargu Ein Haragin. If they actually were successful in getting, that Reuven killed Shimon, so they kill Reuven, and then Edom come and say, you couldn't have seen that because you were with us. But they already killed Reuven. What's the halacha? The Edom are Potter. That's the halacha. Hargu Ein Haragin. Just parenthetically, if you learn the Sugya in Makkos, and the Rambam and the Tosfos, Kasher zamam lo kasher asa. That's what we're all familiar with. That famous phrase, Rashi made that up. Doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. Hargu ein neheragin, that's in the Gemara. Big nafkamin is, what about Malchus? But Hargu ein neheragin, for us, we're not going to be mechalik between the two right now. If they were successful, then they don't get punished. But only if they try, then they are punished. Right, in the Gemara, they what kind of, give answers to that in the past. Like, does it make sense? L'chora. What do you mean? If they were successful, that should be even worse. Which is worse, attempted murder or murder? Murder's worse. But here, the halacha is if they murdered, if they were, make, got the guy killed, then they're putter. And attempted murder is chayef. For whatever the reason is, which we discussed in past years, the Ramban, the Ketzav Mishnah, but the Chanukah Torah says, now we understand the Pasuk, the Medrash. Let's go back. What did the line say? V'yish l'farish shall pi adin edem zomen, harguein erogin, v'tamu does b'sadei shemayim. If they were, if they already killed the defendant, then Hashem will take care of them. Bez is not going to touch them. So here we go. B'makam she'yesh din. What does it mean? Whenever there is din, l'mata shekvar hargu, where a din has already taken place. B'makam she'yesh din, where a din has already taken place, meaning they killed Reuven, ain din, ain neharagin. Then the edim are not killed. B'makam she'ain din, where there was no din, meaning they were not, they weren't successful yet. Shelo argu, yesh din d'argim edim. So then yesh din. That's unbelievable. Where there's yesh din, where they were successful, ain din, then they're not killed. But malkam she'ain din, where they weren't successful, yesh din. But the Medrash says, Medrash then asks, what does that mean? Halo adarabba, because she gets shechayavin, shouldn't it be a kal v'chomer? And the Belezer answers, no. Hashem will take care of them. Im nasa, what's the language of the Medrash? Im nasa din lamata. What does that mean? Dino shalo hargu adayin. If they do din lamata, which means when would Bezin do a din? If they didn't kill the Reuven yet, dizaya din sedek din nasa zomimin, and they catch it before, so then, ain't din lamala, there's no din lamala, because they're gonna kill the Edim down below. But im lo nasa din lamata, if they're not doing din lamata because it's already too late, because they already were successful in killing Reuven, then yesh din lamala, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them upstairs. So you read this Medrash and you think, what in the world is this talking about? And the Chanukah Torah says, I'll tell you, it's Pashut. It's Pashut. Now you read this about Edom Zomen, about Hargu and Neragin, and the words fit in beautifully. Okay. Okay. Let's try to squeeze in what we still have. The, Pasukim towards the end of the Parsha. We have the Mitzvah of Mashuach Melchama. The king, one of the Kohanim Gedolim go out, different Kohanim Gedolim. One of their jobs is to give chizik. Give chizik. Don't worry. Don't be scared. Rather, it's source number 8. It's unbelievable. There were bamish. Now we've seen, right? We don't have a Kohen Gadol, but mifakdim and officers giving this speech to our chayalim before they went into battle. Unbelievable. Again, not that we would have chosen these situations, but what a schus it is to be part of an army that goes into battle with this chizuk. But Rashi quotes here, what does the pasuk start off by saying? Shema Yisrael, atem krevim hayom. Shema Yisrael. So what does Rashi quote? Afilu ein bachem schus el kriya shema bovad. Shema Yisrael, even though, if the only schus that you have is that you say Shema, kedaya to otem sheyoshiyeschem. It's enough that Hashem should save you. Even if you just say Shema. So just a small thought here. Ask Rav Schwab, Maya Beis HaShoeva. One second. Some are familiar with the other Gemara in Sota, where the Gemara says, you know, when the pep talk is happening, and he gives a lot of exemptions. Whoever just got married could go home. And whoever this guy, da, da. So a lot of that is to cover up, right? For people who have Averis Shebi Adam, they can go home and pretend and not be embarrassed. Like what kind of Averis? So the Gemara says, well, even someone who talks between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, maybe he should go home. Maybe he should go off the battlefield if he talked between putting on his two tefillins. So ask Rav Schwab, how do you put these two chazals together? Even if you just say Shema, you're good. Okay, so if I just say Shema, but I talk between my tefillins, so what is it? I said Shema. So why do I go home? Rav Tzorach Bir Banim writes, Lama yesh lo lira me averis kala shabi yada. Why do I have to be scared of my averis? Halos chos kriyashma. Shachris va'arvis. Mas pika lohem li Yisrael. Answer. And we could talk about this and prove it, but we're just going to mention it. it must be, says Rav Schwab, that messing up my mitzvahs tefillin messes up my mitzvahs kriyas shma. Because those, though they are two separate mitzvahs, we know they're linked. They're both one package of Kabbalas al Malchus Shamayim. Right? Accepting the yoke of heaven, wrapping myself with the Dvar Hashem. If I mess up in my tefillin fulfillment, then that could affect my Kriyas Shema fulfillment. That's why I'm not protected. Again, there's to prove to this, but we're now, we don't have time to go to prove into it right now. V'yitachein. Shema sheyesh la'averos elu koach la'akeves hanitzachon mishum shenachla b'em chisaron b'guf Kriyas Shema. Because if I talk between the two tefillins, then my tefillin kiyum is not complete, and then my Kriyas Shema is affected as well. It's tainted. Again, there's proofs to that, but I'll just mention the thought. Feel free to look at the continuation of the source. Okay, let's try to squeeze in two more thoughts. One, the first one on the Haftorah. Sorry, we know this is the next of the Shiva de Nechemta, V'eschanan Ekev Re'eh Shoftim, four out of seven. Four out of seven, the next Haftorah that we have here. And the Anochi Anochi Hu Menachemchem. So we have a pasuk in the Haftorah. Va'asim dvarai b'ficha. Pasuk Tezayin. Here in Yishayahu. Va'asim dvarai b'ficha uvitzel yadai kisisicha. I put my words in your mouth. Uvitzel yadi kisisicha. And the shadow of my hand Kisisicha, I cover you. Lintoa shamayim v'lisor aretz. Hashem puts something and puts something in our mouth. Lintoa shamayim v'lisod aretz. To plant the heavens, to establish the earth. What's going on here? So all the way at the beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Ivolozhin, source number 9, the third paragraph, right? Shar Aleph, Simen Gimel. He says this pasuk is a secret of everything we do in life. Not that we should think about this so much, because it might just like drive us crazy a little bit, but we should know it. And that is, every single mitzvah that we do, every single word of tefillah or Torah that we say, creates and destroys in heaven. We can't imagine what one word of Torah or tefillah, one smile to our friend, we are creating heaven and earth through our actions. Right? That's the pasuk. Va'asim dvarai, Hashem says, I'm going to put my word, the Torah, in your mouth, lintoa shamayim v'lisod aretz. Right? To give foundation to the earth. Ki hema hamesadrim olamos ha'alyonim. They create and or put into an order the upper worlds, kibona hamasader binyano, like someone building, v'nosim hamro of koach. Ubehiba chas v'shalom, the opposite. Through our actions and our dibur, we could destroy. Right? And that's what he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at the beginning of the Torah. Vayivra kimis adam b'tzalmo, in one way we are called tzelem elokim. What's tzelem elokim? We are creators, like Hashem is a creator. Vayivra elokim es ha'adam b'tzalmo. It talks all about Tzelem Elokim where? Dafka, at the beginning of the Torah. Nowhere else. Hashem created us with Tzelem Elokim to be creators. Shekamoshu hu yisbarach shemo. Hu ha Elokim baal hakochos. V'chulu. Kein hishlit ritzono yisbarach es ha'adam. Hashem gave us power. Sheyehu haposeach v'asoger shel kama alfei ribo'os kochos v'olamos. And guess what? Nobody else, no other being in the world has this power. No malach and no behema. A malach's actions are fixed. An animal's actions, we talked about the ant before, is fixed. Only our actions are flexible, and that's why we are the being that creates and destroys worlds with our actions. That's what he talks about, and he quotes a Chazal, and he quotes a Zohar. As we know, Parsha Shoftim and all these Parshias are always Chodesh Elul type of thoughts. Okay, let's just finish up one more thought about Chodesh Elul. We started saying L'davar Hashem Ori this week. And the Medrash, L'davar Hashem Ori, Ori Zeh Rosh Hashanah, Yish'i Zeh Yom HaKippurim. Eze Yachas, asks Rav Nissen Alpert. Eze Yachas, Yish Ben Rosh Hashanah La'or. V'lo Rak La'or, Ela La'ori. What light are we talking about? Rosh Hashanah is Or. So he quotes from the Sefer of Rav Amiel. Ma'orer Davar Ma'anyin. Yish L'Bnei Adam Sifriya. We all have libraries in our homes. We have a lot of books there. A lot of books in our library. Hasra Minuyim Musfirm Rishumim Bi Catalog. They're all organized. We have different sections. Different sections. You could have Svarim, Parsha, Halacha, Musar. You can have English books too. Kol Echad Ve'Echad B'mkom Alefi Inyano. Hamulumadim Karim Osami De L'Pam L'Pam. And those who are learned. No, we open up the books every so often. Ve'Enam Momdim Golim Osam La'Verotam. Shalo Yirkavu. And those who are unlearned, at least dust them off once in a while. So I'm not reading them, but I don't want them to get dusty and dirty. V'yesh Sefer Echad Shekol Echad Yochel Lekroso. So there's one book. That doesn't matter how learned we are. There's one book that we could all read. Afilu Ishbar, even a total ignoramus. Ve'in Mesimin Leva Love Hu Muznach. But it's a book that we don't focus on. Tafav B'luyim Va'ash Ochel Oso. And there's moths eating through the book. Acha Godzim Oso Ba'adama. We don't realize, we don't take that book off the shelf that often. What's that book? Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. It's the book of our life. The book that we're writing. We're each writing a book, but we have to read that book every so often. And edit it. And think about where we want to add and where we want to remove. No, we could still delete things. And we could add things. Hashem gave us, sometimes you go into a room and you want to read the book, but it's too dark in the room. You don't even realize the book is there. So Hashem gives us a light. Hashem gives us a light every year. And that's Rosh Hashanah and the days leading up to Rosh Hashanah. Ori Zeh Rosh Hashanah. That's the light. The light that Hashem gives us. The shofar, that's the light Hashem gives us to be able to wake up, to realize, oh, there's a book over there. I never realized that book. So you look like, wow, I forgot about this book. So every year, at least once a year, Rosh Chodesh Elul, we have to start taking out the book and flipping through the pages. Now, how was this chapter? How is the chapter Tafshin Pehei? You know, I still got some time to fill in the chapter, make it more exciting, right? Make it more fulfilling, right? And that's what this time period is about. It's about looking at that book and doing what we can to be able to edit it and perfect it to the best of our abilities as we have here in Chodesh Elul. Okay, we'll stop here, B'l Hashem. We will continue next week, B'l Hashem, with the Parsha with the most mitzvahs. He says.